This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the Commerce Department this morning came the August report on orders for durable goods. Big, expensive things that are built to last. Vehicles, machinery, appliances, computers, that kind of stuff. Anyway, we had been expecting a drop last month, just like we saw in July. Silly us, orders were up just a bit, but up nonetheless, 0.2%. You take transportation orders out, overall durable goods, we're up 0.4%. Now, why take transportation out? It's a totally fair question. You take transportation out because that mostly means airplanes, and orders for big passenger planes are really volatile. They jump around month to month. So much so, in fact, that there's a school of thought that says aircraft orders are so volatile that we should just ignore them because big swings in data don't really tell us all that much. So, Marketplace's Justin Ho looked into why aircraft orders are so volatile, first of all, and then what that can actually tell us about the broader economy. Here you go.
Ordering an aircraft is a lot different than buying a car or even a house. Samuel Engel with the consulting company ICF says if an airline wants to order one Boeing 737 MAX 8, they face a list price of about $120 million.
It's something that takes place after not just very careful consideration, but also after intense negotiation.
Engel says airlines can negotiate those prices down by ordering a bunch of aircraft at once.
The airline Indigo in India ordered 500 aircraft in 2023. You saw, United last year ordered 200 aircraft from Boeing. So these are really large orders.
And large orders only happen once in a while. It's not like United's going to order 200 aircraft every month. Engel says airlines tend to cluster their orders around big industry events, like the Paris Air Show in June.
And that doesn't mean that when there are no orders announced in July, that demand has fallen off.
But while aircraft orders jump around every month, there's a steady pipeline of aircraft being made all the time to fulfill those orders. In fact, aircraft manufacturers tend to have big backlogs, says Kevin Michaels, managing director of Aerodynamic Advisory.
If you're ordering an A320 from Airbus, you could be waiting 8 years until you get delivery if you get in line today.
Michael says one aircraft order is really thousands of orders for all the parts and materials that go into an aircraft.
You know, for certain materials, it can take over a year to just get delivery of those materials. And that's before you even start cutting metal and creating a part.
Every single one of those parts is created by a manufacturer with its very own supply chain. The airplane industry breaks this up into a hierarchy with manufacturers who supply the aircraft makers themselves at the top.
We would be a tier one supplier.
That's Colin Mahoney, president of customer and account management at Collins Aerospace, which makes everything from engines and landing gear to the stuff you see when you walk inside an airplane.
Look to the left, you see the flight deck, all those fancy displays and two seats where the pilots sit. We do all of that. Look ahead, you've got the galleys, the fridges, the ovens, the coffee makers. We do all of that.
Mahoney says his company makes a lot of those parts in-house, but it also works with a long list of other suppliers. A long list.
It's four digits. You could say it's in the thousands. No, it's a non-trivial amount.
And every time a tier one supplier needs a part, a tier two supplier gets to work.
This is our embroidery machine here.
That's Joe Medeiros, supply chain director with San Diego Aircraft Interiors in Chula Vista, California. The company makes aircraft seat covers. Right now, machines are cutting out pieces of fabric, and workers are sewing them together. This embroidery machine is stitching an airline's logo onto a headrest cover.
We could do multiple colors in it, multiple style, different fonts, everything. Whatever the customer desires, we will replicate onto their product.
Medeiros sells his products to seat manufacturers and to the airlines themselves. He says his seat covers are typically the last thing that gets installed on an airplane. But that doesn't mean his company is at the end of the aircraft supply chain. He has suppliers of his own.
We buy from manufacturers of ultra leather. There's a few in the world that do the high quality leather like that. As well, there's thread, there's foam, there's different types of foam I put in the seat.
Medeiros says from the moment an airline orders an aircraft, it might be 3 years before his business gets an order for seat covers. But when it finally comes in,
it supports our 50 employees here as well as their families, but it also supports our local suppliers, It helps bring revenue to the city, tax dollars and such.
In other words, the number of aircraft orders this month can be an indicator of how business will look years from now. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.